The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
There is a famous quote attributed to Winston Churchill. It is, "Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it." And two events of the past few weeks have clearly demonstrated our failure to learn and our troubling propensity to repeat history. The events are Remembrance Day and Election Day, and they are inextricably linked. Regarding Remembrance Day, the problem is we forget to remember, even though it's called Remembrance Day. We wear red poppies, and we all know it's about remembering the great sacrifice of war, but do we really remember? Now, of course, for those of us old enough to remember World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, there are fragments of memory. But for millions, it's just a story in the history books, a date in their calendar, and a poppy on their lapel. Many of us buy poppies, some because we do remember, others because it's easy. A couple of bucks and we've done our duty and pretended to remember. Did you realize that in the 20th century, well over 100 million people died in war? In World War I and II, more than 50 million people died in each. And today, after decades of pretending to remember these human tragedies, each year we still kill hundreds of thousands of people in war. The truth is, we do not remember. We just repeat history, forgetting why hundreds of millions of people die fighting for democracy to protect us from autocratic dictators. The truth is that after the last 100 years and more than 100 million dead, we still do have democracy, or a semblance of it, but there is no guarantee that it will last, even with more war. Therein lies the rub. Therein lies the link between Remembrance Day and Election Day. Hundreds of millions of people die for democracy, and hundreds of millions ignore it, never remembering the sacrifice. Tens of millions buy poppies, while hundreds of millions don't even show up to vote. This week in the United States, everyone is applauding the increase in voter turnout to over 113 million. But no one is talking about the other 120 million who did not show up, did not turn out to fight for democracy. And right here in Northumberland, tens of thousands of people did not show up to fight for democracy. All they had to do was vote. They didn't have to dig a foxhole, carry a weapon, attack a tank, or die. All they had to do was vote. But they forgot. Forgot their duty. Forgot to remember why millions died for them. But what the hell? They bought a poppy. Here, in our communities, tens of thousands of people did not remember the meaning and purpose of Remembrance Day. Because if they had, they would have voted. But what the hell, they bought a poppy. Citizens, unwilling to fight for a democratic process and perform the simple duty of voting, are a clear and present danger to the future of our children and grandchildren. Not to mention a clear and ugly insult to our veterans and the millions who died. Let's hope not in vain. If we continue failing to learn how the cancerous effect of low voter turnout will eventually end in war, well, then someday we have to hope our grandchildren will remember and buy a poppy in remembrance of democracy. Think about it and remember how critical the fight for democracy is.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.